Hey guys, Nick from Gutter Tactic here, welcoming you to another episode of Channel Irk's Mad Metal Monday.
Irk FM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 29 of Irk FM Metal Monday. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode, which featured some Australian and Kiwi metal. And then for the second half of the episode, we featured a lot of metal from Finland. Now, I was reading Facebook during the week, and I've seen this study before, but Shauno from Gemini Dragon posted this on the Channel Irk Facebook page. He posted about a study that was done, which is a world map of heavy metal bands per capita. It's data from Encyclopedia Metallium of active and inactive metal bands. It compares how many comes from each country with the CIA's population numbers, and you can create a map of where metal rules. Although according to this article, metal was born in the US and the UK, Finland is the most metallic country in the world, with 53.5 metal bands per 100,000 people. So that's rather interesting, especially considering that I played a lot of Finnish metal last week. So I thought, well, I could play more Finnish metal, but I played Finnish metal last week. The countries that came next will be the countries that I'll be featuring today. After Finland came Sweden and Norway, tied at 27.2 metal bands per 100,000 people. So how does everywhere else compare? Well, the US had 5.5 metal bands per 100,000 people, and the UK had 5.2 metal bands per 100,000 people. And so, looking at the map, Australia looks like it's a little bit better off than the US. It looks comparable to Canada. Not a lot in Russia, which is a little bit surprising. Not a lot in Mexico, South America. A little bit down towards Brazil. Not a lot through Africa, as you can probably imagine. I thought Japan might have been a bit yellow on the map. But rather interesting indeed. So I went to a couple of my music suppliers, Airplay Direct and Jamendo, and found some metal from Sweden and Norway. Now, there's not going to be a lot of talking on this episode because some of the bands I couldn't find out a lot of information about them. But I have found a good resource, which I'll be looking at further, called metalarchives.com. It's actually where this article comes from, Encyclopedia Metallium and the Metal Archives, and they've got a listing of metal bands per country, so I'm going to have to go through that list and find some. Anywho, we're going to kick things off. We're going to start things in Sweden, and we're going to go with Coldspell. They're from the north of Sweden, and they're a five-piece. So from the north of Sweden, this is Coldspell, and the song that you're about to hear is called Nightfalls. You're listening to episode 29 of Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com.
But now it seems like everything. disappeared somewhere.
Forever keeping those memories. When night falls,
You're listening to AKFM Metal Monday, episode 29. And the song that we heard just then was called Last Ride by Groundmower. Seems rather appropriately, really. Prior to that, we heard Human Cometh with their song called No Fear. And to open the episode, we heard From Cold Spell and Night Falls. So let me tell you a bit about Human Cometh. Human Cometh are from Sweden, from a place called Orbro, I think that's how you pronounce it, and they put themselves in the metal, progressive and rock categories. Having said that, while it is a metal show, sometimes the line between hard rock and metal is a little bit blurred. After that, we heard from Groundmower. Now, these guys appear not to be together anymore. They're a Swedish metal band. And I found that this statement on their Facebook page was rather interesting. Groundmower was well known for having a unique metal edge that does not conform to the NWO SDM style that is particular to Sweden, Norway and Finland. And so then I thought to myself, what the hell is an NWO SDM? So I looked it up. An NWO SDM actually turns out that it stands for the New Wave of Swedish Death Metal, which was a musical genre created at the beginning of 1990. Now I'm going to have to look at that site as well. There's another site I've just found called wikimetal.info that I'm going to have a look at it as well. So that, my friends, was Groundmower. So we're going to hear from a group now called Violet Divine. Let me tell you a little bit about them. They're also from Sweden. They put themselves in the metal, rock and gothic category. They were formed in late 2005 and they had their debut album in 2006, releasing their second album in 2009 and their third album in 2010, and they're currently regrouping. So this is Violent Divine from Sweden, and the song that you're about to hear is called Blackheart.
The shame of things to come, spreading like a like a whole flat on my back, I will deliver. My satisfaction's all you pay for. Broken from the inside, torn up from the outside. What have I become? The shame of things to come. Spreading like a cancer. For as long as I can remember, there and from the start. Won't you love this black card?
this episode of Urk FM Metal Monday, brought to you by Echo Romeo Kilo Promotions. So you might see that name starting to get around. It's basically an extension of what I'm doing in relation to putting on gigs, helping promoters to fill spots on gigs, and all that sort of stuff. Spell out Echo Romeo Kilo and you'll figure out exactly what it is. The last song we heard there was from a favourite group of mine. Actually found those guys because of Dave and Caroline on the Bugcast. Now, you can't call them just metal. There's a whole heap of influences and a whole heap of styles in there, including metal. But that was the Lobelo Swing Orchestra with their song Pink Noise Waltz. Prior to that, we heard Born of Sin with their song Hell Will Walk the Earth. Prior to that, we heard from Von Raven with their song The Moment You Die. And to open up that set, we heard Black Heart by A Violent Divine. The Lobelo Swing Orchestra, they are from Stockholm in Sweden, and also Gothenburg. That's I've seen that area come up for a lot of Swedish metal. One of my absolute favourite songs of the Lobelo Swing Orchestra that I'm pretty sure I've played here before on Urk FM Metal Monday is Poetic Pitbull Revolutions. We also heard from Born of Sin, and unfortunately I don't think I can tell you much about those guys at all. I think they're Swedish as well, or they could be Norwegian, I'm not quite sure. Their about page tells me absolutely nothing. Prior to that, we heard from Von Raven. They're a melodic groove metal band from the stormy northwest coast of Norway, and they come from Oslo, which is rather cool. I actually went to Oslo for the day last year during my European trip, and then it was just a couple of days after that the guy went crazy and killed a lot of school kids, and there was a bomb in the town centre of Oslo. So I avoided that bullet, so to speak, which was a real shame, because to me, when I was going through Oslo, it was very pretty and very peaceful. Now we're going to continue. Now I've really brought the mood down. Well done, Urk. We're going to have a track called Whispers of the Damned by a group called Pandemonium. But I couldn't tell you much about those guys either. They're from Sweden. They put themselves in the metal, symphonic, black metal, death metal, and death melodic categories. So let's hear some Pandemonium right now. We'll be right back. Pog. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Not a lot of talking. It doesn't necessarily help when I can't tell you much about the bands. If you are a metal band and you would like your music featured here on Urk FM Metal Monday, then let me know. Email me, urkpod@gmail.com, or you can go to the website urkfmmetalmonday.com and find out how to contact me there. Our last track came to us from a band called Predator from the Uplands Väsby in Sweden. They've been around since 1992, so they've been around for a while. And the song that we heard from them is What Is Wrong With You. That was the penultimate song of the episode. And the last song that we just heard was from Soul Extinction with My Last Breath. Very appropriate for the end of the episode. And Soul Extinction are from Gothenburg in Sweden. They started in the summer of 2008. So that is cool. They put themselves in the dark death metal category. Hope you've enjoyed the music from Sweden and Norway. Something different for you next week on Urk FM Metal Monday. All the music on Urk FM Metal Monday either comes directly from the artist and used with direct permission or under agreements with various music content providers. On today's episode, Airplay Direct and Jamendo. On this episode, we have heard from Coldspell, Human Cometh, Groundmower, Violent Divine, Von Raven, Born of Sin, Diablo Swing Orchestra, Pandemonium, Predator, and Soul Extinction. If you want to go to the show notes, urkfmmetalmonday.com, episode 29. Your Norwegian or your Swedish might be a bit better than what mine is. You might be able to find out something more about these bands. I hear the Dark Compass Metal Show with Raleigh, and I hear so much metal from up that part of the world, which is quite ironic because I didn't hear much of it while I was up there. I guess you have to know where to look. So next week, something different again. It is going to be really good. Thank you also to Shauno for posting the information about the world map of heavy metal bands, which was rather interesting. Anywho, I'm Urk. Thank you very, very much for listening. Until next week, don't hate me because I'm metal. Good night, Interweb.